So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, text number 36. Please repeat. Sopyetyaya charamaya manaso nivrtya. Tasmin mahim nyavasita sukha dukha bahye. Etutvamapyasati kartari dukha yorya. Svatman vidhatta upalabdha parastakparatmakashtaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thus, the highest transcendental stage, the mind, in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendental to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that pleasure and pain, as well as their interactions, which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Purport. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. By yoga practice, one can eradicate this ignorance of thinking oneself independent of the Supreme Lord. One's actual relationship is eternally that of love. The living entity is meant to render transcendental living service to the Lord. Forgetfulness of this sweet relationship is called ignorance, and in ignorance one is impelled by the three material modes of nature to think himself the enjoyer. When the devotee's mind is purified and he understands that his mind has to be dovetailed with the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has attained the perfectional transcendental stage, which is beyond the perception of material distress and happiness. As long as one acts on his own account, he is subject to all material perceptions of so-called happiness and distress. Actually, there is no happiness, just as there is no happiness in any of the activities of a madman. So, in the material activities, the mental concoctions of happiness and distress are false. Actually, everything is distress. When the mind is dovetailed to act according to the desire of the Lord, one has attained the transcendental stage. The desire to lord it over material nature is the cause of ignorance. And when that distress is completely extinguished and the desires are dovetailed with those of the Supreme Lord, one has reached the transcendental stage. Upalabdha paratma kashtaha. Upalabdha means realization. Realization necessarily indicates individuality. In perfectional liberated stage, there is actual realization. Nivritya means that the living entity keeps his individuality. Oneness means that he realizes happiness in the happiness of the Supreme Lord. In Supreme Lord, there is nothing but happiness. Anandamayobhyasa. The Lord is by nature full of transcendental happiness. In the liberated stage, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness. But the individual still exists. Otherwise, the word upalabdha, indicating individual realization of the transcendental happiness, would not have been used. So petyaya taya charamaya manaso nivrutya tasmin mahim nyavasita sukha dukha bahye hetutvam apyasati kartari dukha yoryat svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratma kashtaha. Translation again. Thus situated in the transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendental to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that the pleasure and pain, as well as their interactions which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Again, wonderful statement and very wonderful purport. Statement of Bhagavatam is from Kapil Dev. This is one of the instructions of Kapil Dev on devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada has explained that statement, that verse in the purport. It is so clear, crystal clear. We wish the whole world was there to read this or listen to this. They don't have to listen to my talk, but someone giving talk and whole world listening to this. In one stroke, in one go, so much ignorance could have been destroyed. And as a result, bahye sukha dukha bahye, then you are outside of the realm of the happiness, and distress has its realm. It has its own world. And then one who realizes this truth spoken here, then he is not accessible. The happiness of this world has no access, as well as, of course, the distress has no access to that person. That person cannot be accessed. So that yogi, that soul, goes beyond happiness and distress of this material world. There was a time, this was a common knowledge, The statements of Bhagavatam was kind of common knowledge. It was spoken everywhere, all the time. And what was spoken and heard was further spoken, and it would spread all around. As a result, people were prosperous and happy, friendly and united, and good people. Kalau sattva haram pumsam. Kalau, in the age of Kali, sattva haram. That sattvikta, that goodness, that transcendence beyond goodness has been stolen. Sattva haram pumsam of all, most of the people. As a result, they have been demoted to the status of Shudras. Kalau Shudra Sambhavaha. The result of Kalau Sattva Haram Pumsam. Take away Sattva, what remains is ignorance. You take away goodness, my goodness, then all that is left behind is just ignorance, which is cause of all the suffering in this world. So, days are ahead of us. Such days are ahead of us again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted, Prithavite ache jata nagar adi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. One thing is moranam, not mine. Moranam. Moranam. Lord's name will spread in every town, every village. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare will spread all over the world. It was only with, almost like in the beginning there was a word, in the beginning there was a word, W-O-R-D, word, and that word was with God. In the beginning there was Shabda, word. Then we could also say, 40 years ago, in the beginning there was a Prabhupada, the founder Acharya. And that word was with him. In the beginning there was also word, and that word was with Prabhupada. And that word has now spread. The sound Shabda has spread all over. Also kindly, when there was a total, ignorance all over, as Kali Yuga appeared, Kalau Nasta Drasham Isham. There are so many Kalau. Kalau Nastaiva Nastaiva, Kalau Kalau Shudra Sambhava, Kalau Sattva Haram Pumsam, Kalau Nasta Drasham Isham. Kalau Nasta Drasham Isham. Kali Yuga advented. Taddinat Kalirayataha. From that day, Kshaam Tyaktva Swapadam Gataha, the day Lord left this planet, and he took everything with him, Dharma Jnana Divhissaha, with everything he went, returned, and all that was left behind was ignorance and total darkness. In that situation, Lord arranged, Purana Arka Uditaha, the Puran, this Srimad Bhagavat Puran, Uditaha, in the horizon of this world, Srimad Bhagavatam appeared, brilliant as sun. Prabhupada translates this Bhagavatam is brilliant as sun. Well, It is there in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has been described in the Bhagavatam as Purana Arka. Arka means sun, brilliant as sun. So that Bhagavatam, Prabhupada took that Bhagavatam with him. He took holy name with him. He took Bhagavatam with him. And then it was spread, distributed, distribute books. And distributed books all over. Chanting of Hare Krishna took place everywhere. And in 40 years, now Hare Krishna Mahamantra is being chanted, as well as the books of Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is being studied and being distributed in 160 countries. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And this is just the beginning. In 40 years, 160 countries and millions of books and millions of readers. Millionfold in 40 years. So this gives us confidence. Yes, if in 40 years this much is possible, then of course in 80 years, then 160 years, and then 260, and 2000, and 600 years, and we have a few thousand years to go, like that. And it's going to spread and spread. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to see this happen. So as Bhagavatam was being studied and was, we said, kind of common knowledge, as a result, people were happy, united with the Lord. Oneness. There's oneness. Prabhupada's oneness. His Lord is Anandavayo Abhyasa. Lord full of happiness and oneness between the Lord and the living entities. They're both happy when they are linked. When there's a link, then happiness from the reservoir of pleasure. Rasaraj Sri Krishna. What kind of Krishna? Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Then that ras, that the happiness flows in the direction of the soul. If there is no resistance, electricity also flows only when there is no resistance to the flow. And there are different bad conductors. They don't allow electricity to pass through. They cause the resistance. In our body also there is something that could resist the flow coming from the Lord. Flow of happiness, rasa, or flow of shanti coming from the Lord. Shantakaram bhujagashayanam. Lord's akar is shantakaram. His akar is shant. Lord is peaceful. Shantakaram. And bhujaga shayanam is lying down on bhujaga, the transcendental ananta sage's neck. And so anyone who is linked with that Lord, then he is full of peace, he is full of happiness, shanti, anand. We have birthright, all the living entities have birthright to be happy, to be peaceful. But then the mind could cause the resistance. Mind doesn't allow that flow coming from the Lord, reaching him, the soul. And different minds of different persons offer different amount, degree of resistance. As a result, they get different degree of happiness or peace coming from the Lord. Like in the fan, and I wanted to talk of this verse more directly, but we'll get back to this quickly. So, like in the fan with the regulator, how many positions are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Huh? When it is on 1, what happens? When the fan is on, put it on, no, put it on 5. No, on 3. Oh, 1. Sometimes there's a fighting also. So, on 1, when it is on the 1, what happens? Fan moves what? Slow. Why slow? Because more resistance. That regulator creates a resistance to the electricity coming from the powerhouse, and the middle there's a regulator, and the other side there's a fan. In between fan and the powerhouse is a regulator. So when it is on 1, then very little electricity is allowed to reach the fan. When it is on 2, same fan, what could fan do? Whatever amount of electricity it gets, then it moves faster, slower. So on the 2, then more electricity, more speed, less resistance. On the 3, means less resistance. On the 4, still less, and the least resistance is when it is on 5. Lots of electricity flows to the fan and then it moves. So in our body, karanam bandha mokshayo. Karanam bandha mokshayo. What is that, the other part? Mana eva manushana. Mana eva. Certainly, mana eva. Oh, it is mind. Mana eva manushanam. Karanam cause hetutvam. The word used here is hetutvam. The cause is, the mind is the cause of happiness and distress of this world. And this mind becomes a stumbling block. The mind causes the resistance and allows little or no flow of that happiness and peace and other qualities of the Lord doesn't allow to reach the soul. So that yogi, so the whole process here, in fact, this whole chapter, we are towards the end of the chapter, text number 36. This whole chapter has been dedicated by Kapil Dev. To begin with, he says, Yogasya lakshanam vakshe. Now I will describe the lakshan, the symptoms of yoga, the process of yoga. Mano enaiva vidhina prasannam yati satpatham. And I will talk of the purification of the mind. Ena eva vidhina manaha. So the mind is purified. I will explain the process with the help of that process, the mind will be purified, vidhina, and result would be prasannam yati. The person will become happy. Brahma bhuta prasannatma prasannam yati satpatham. He will be on the right path. Pantha ena gataha sapantha. They will be on the right path. Person will be on the right path and he will become prasanna. Now I'm going to explain you the process. And prior to this, sa api etaya means by this, by what we don't know. Those who had been studying this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya every day, they know. But we are just visitors, we have just dropped in. Then we don't know what is being talked about. Etaya charamaya manasaha nivrittya. By this whole process, all that has been described here, verse by verse by verse, And this is when now the conclusion. Whereas. Then what happens towards the end? It is resolved that that the temple should be opened on the 14th of January. Whereas. I'm sure there are many whereases in favor of opening temple. So there are whereases. So all this is whereas, this, that. And then result of this is etaya. By all this, charamaya, in a ultimate possible way, manasaha, the mind, nivrittya, mind is freed, cessation from its actions and reactions, it becomes free from all that. Tasmin mahimni avasitaha. And not just the mind, of course, what has to be situated when the mind is not acting, not going between happiness and distress. Same sukhe dukhe kritva labha labho jaya jayo. The mind is always going, oscillating between, like a pendulum, going from sukhe dukhe, labha labho jaya jayo, always identifying with and that's there. So get mind out of these thoughts. So mind's function is what? Mind's function is sankalp and vikalp. Sankalp, vikalp. Wants to do, doesn't want, gets involved, withdraws, this goes on. Should I do? Shouldn't I do? Sankalp, vikalp. So tasmin, by this, tasmin mahimni avasitaha. The mind and of course intelligence and the soul, and as a result the whole yogi, bhakti yogi, avasitaha. He is situated in his glorious position, in his constitutional position, as Prabhupada uses that word. Or Arjuna says, sthitosmi, nasto moha, smritir labdha, tvat prasadat maya, hey achuta. By your prasad, what is that prasad? This Bhagavad Gita. All this dialogue that we are having here, this is whole prasad, this is your mercy. And as a result, what has happened? Sthitosmi, I am now properly situated. Gata sandeha, beyond a doubt, I have no doubt. So that avasita, situation, I am now situated. Sthitosmi. So not only sthitosmi, but that's not the goal. Just be situated, just be. Just being is not the goal. That may be the goal of the yogi or impersonally. They want to be. Just want to be. But Arjuna, being a bhakti yogi, he has gone just being beyond just sitosmi. So what has he done? What is he willing to do? What does he want to do? Karishe vachanam tava. I'm ready to act. Karishe vachanam tava. That's a perfection. Devotional service. Bhakti is not just a devotion or silent meditation. Prabhupada has translated bhakti as devotional service, not only devotion. Others, impersonalists, they like devotion. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. Peace. Okay, that's the beginning. But once you are peaceful, then what? Act. Nivritya, you have become free from all this tussle. You are being pushed. Don't push me around. We always say, don't push me around. But we are always being pushed. Vacho vegam, manasaha krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam. Day and night being pushed and tossed. So nivritya is becoming free from all this being tossed. Action, reaction, chain of actions and reactions. So now, because this person, this yogi, bhakti yogi, Prabhupada is describing devotional service, bhakti yoga. By following this, the mind has become charamaya, completely, thoroughly purified and situated tasmin mahimni avasitaha. And that situation, that glorious situation, constitutional position of a yogi, and with that the mind intelligence is all cooperating, not causing any resistance, and fully, they are fully with the Lord. Lord's interest is my interest. This is what happened. Arjun was not realizing this. He was thinking, oh, no, I don't want to fight. But Krishna, I want to fight. Krishna, you may not want to fight, but I want the fight. I have appeared paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Lots of duskritinas, and they have to be. I have appeared. This is the purpose of my. You may not have purpose in your life, Arjun, but I have purpose. Sambhavami yuge yuge. I have appeared with some purpose. And what is my purpose? I want to protect Pandavas and the devotees, and I want to crush them, kill them, wipe them out. This planet, eradicate all these duskritinas. Dharma samsapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So just to help Arjun realize this, Krishna has spoken a whole Bhagavad Gita. And then towards the end, there's no different. Krishna's purpose, Krishna's will, Arjun's will, there's like a one. I'm with you. Let's fight. Karishrei vachanamta. There's no difference. You can see my son. Sometimes father says, there's no difference. You speak to me, speak to my son. We are together. We have same policy. We are in agreement with whatever. So you see my son. Same thing. So no difference. One. They're together. The Lord and His devotees together. That kind of oneness. So, avasitaha. Situation. Situated in a constitutional position. And that position is sukha dukha baihe. Outside. So beyond happiness and distress of this world. Upalabdha paratma kashtaha. So this kind of realization of paratma kashtaha, that there's Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I'm connected, I am His. This realization. So that is one thing. First two lines and half of the fourth line, they are together. And the rest, third line and half of the fourth line, first part, they are another thought. And that is, hetutva api asati kartari dukha yoryat svatman vidhatto. So when living entity is in illusion, kartari, he is thinking, I'm the doer. Karta aham iti manyate, this is kartari. karta aham iti manyate. And who thinks I am the doer? Mudhatma. What's the beginning? Prakrate, okay, you want to start there? Prakrate kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. Actually, everything is nature is doing. Prakrate kriyamanani. Activities of prakriti, you are part of prakriti, or prakriti is handling you, your hand is handled by prakriti, even your eyelids are handled by prakriti, everything is handled by prakriti. You get wounded, then the prakriti is, don't think I heal the wounds, I don't know how to heal the wounds. I was just watching and it has been healed. I have no clue where to start the healing process and what next. Okay, a little blood, little skin. Okay, let's change the texture. And okay, it's full now. Bring some skin on the top. Who is doing this? It's not me. All that I know is I eat the food. And next thing is, go to the toilet. So what happens in between? I have no control. I don't know how the whole thing is digested and bring this rasa, bring that rasa, juices and mixing and what kind of food, how to digest milk, how to digest yogurt, how to digest chutney, or this whole thing goes on. I have no control. So prakrate kriyamanani. It says every single movement in the body is governed by some agency in the world, in the universe. Universal affairs, part of the universal affairs. Not only planets are being moved, rotated, but so many things are going on in the body, the blood circulation. Is it with my supervision? All the blood is going this way, that way. If that was the case, I could have stopped the blockage of arteries and I have no control. The prakrate kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. So how is prakriti acting? Through the gunas, gunai, by the gunas, by the three modes of material nature. The prakriti is acting, and this is knowledge. This is knowledge. And then what is ignorance? Ignorance is ahankar vimudhatma karta aham iti manyate. Manyate, the word manyate is significant. Manyate means considers. The vimudhatma only thinks that way. That is not the fact. But he thinks I'm the doer, which is not a fact. To realize this is not a fact, I'm not the doer, I'm not the controller, let it go, be happy. There's already someone is controlling. So karta aham iti manyate. He thinks he is the doer. Kartari asati. Sati means also chastity. When the mind is chaste, then of course, chaste mind accepts the Swami. The chaste wife accepts Swami. When chastity is not there, then looking the other way, or looking beyond your husband, beyond him, or this way or that way. That is asati. That is illicit, that is prostitution. So mind becomes prostitute and doesn't accept Lord as the Swami, my Swami. Swami Jagannath Swami. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. Wherever I look, oh my dear Lord, you be there. Swami. So asati, when the mind becomes unchaste, then mind begins thinking, I am the doer. Svatman vidhatva. And he attributes, oh, this is, I am the doer, this kind of thought. I'm Svatman, that's I'm doing this. And as a result, dukkhayo, sukha dukkhayo, he gets caught in the middle of sukh and dukh. So hetutva, the cause of sukh and dukh, happiness and distress, is caused by this false ego. And Srila Prabhupada is describing that as the ignorance. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. By yoga practice, one can eradicate this ignorance of thinking oneself independent of the Supreme Lord. Oh, wow. So the whole process is there. Nothing is left to anybody's imagination. All that we need to know is right here. Kapil Dev has so nicely described. Part of that is meditation. Ashtanga Yoga is talking about. Mano achirat virajas virajam. Stress is on how to make mind virajam. Making mind virajam. Vi means freedom, free. A raja, passion or dirt, contamination. Virajam. Viraja. Or Amala, Amalapuram, Amalapuram. Like that, becoming Sarvopadhi Vinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam. Nirmalam, Virajam, same thing. Virajam, how to make mind Nirmal, pure, free from contamination. And the whole process is describing Ashtanga Yoga, and it is non-different from Bhakti Yoga. There's a relationship between the two, or Bhakti Yoga includes all other yogas. Karma Yoga may be just incomplete because it doesn't include Jnana and Bhakti, or Jnana is still incomplete because it excludes bhakti. But when you come to bhakti yoga, in there, all the yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, you name the yoga, it is inclusive, it is there. Complete yoga, bhakti yoga. So ashtanga yoga, as described, the goal of it is samadhi. Pratyahar, without pratyahar is not possible. Dhyan, dharana, samadhi. We cannot do without samadhi. Samadhi is there. Not only when we are put into samadhi, then we are in samadhi. No, while we are still walking and talking and still in samadhi. So that kind of samadhi. So he's talking of yadaha manaha svavirajam yogenasu samahitam. Yadaha manaha virajam. When the mind is yogena, by the process of yoga, bhakti yoga, is becoming free from contamination, then susamahitam. Then it's properly situated, that's a beneficial situation for the living entity. Prasanna Vadanam Bhujam is describing the Lord and asking, yes, dhyan. Now time for dhyan, time for dhyan. Dhyan of what? Not just you light a candle and you do dhyan or no, it's very clear. Dhyan of, as soon as you talk of dhyan, dhyan of what? Meditation. What is the object of meditation? Immediate question. What is the object of meditation? Prasanna Vadanam Bhujam. You remember, huh? The lotus feet of the Lord, lotus face of the Lord. Nilotpadadala Shamam Shankachakra Gadadharam Lasat Pankaja Kinjalka Pitakaushaya Vasasam. Some of the words are, you can make out what is being said here. Srivatsa Kaustubha Muktakandharam, the shoulders of the Lord. Matta Virefa Kalaya Paritam Vanamalaya, and there are always the bumblebees are around the Lord. Why? Because Lord is always wearing a garland of Vanamalaya. And they are always fresh. So the bees are always running, rushing. They're always around the Lord. Wherever he goes, the bees follow him. Because he's wearing the fresh garland. Kirita Angada Nupuram Darshaniyatamam Shantam Mano Nayana Vardhanam. Mano Nayana Vardhanam Darshanam. What kind of darshan? Darshaniyatamam, the best darshan. The Lord. Shantam, he's peaceful, that Lord. Mano Nayana Vardhanam. As if the mind has the eyes, if you could see the Lord with your mind's eye. Or with soul's eye. Soul has eye. It says Mano Nayana Vardhanam. Gladdening. The happiness is experienced as one is visualizing that Lord. Apicha Darshanam Shashvat Sarva Loka Namaskritam. That Lord, the whole world is offering obeisances unto that Lord. That Lord. Kirtan Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasham Punya Sloka Yashaskaram Dhyayet. Dhyayet. One should meditate upon this Lord. Samagrangam. Samagra Angam, beginning with the feet and go gradually, go. This has been described in the second canto, first canto, beginning chapters, meditation. And then go to the face, and then as Pujari also does, starts with the face, then navel, then the face, and then whole bodies. Samagra Angam. Yavan chavate manaha. And how long you should go on meditating? It says, Yavan chavate manaha. Till your mind is fixed. And then of course, from that time onwards you would continue. But you endeavor this meditation. Till the flickering of the mind, deviation, distraction stops. And you are able to fix your mind. And like that he goes on. Sthitam vas vajantam asinam shayanam va guhashayam. Chittam. So all this has been described. Evam haro bhagavati pratilabdhabhao bhaktya. You are performing all this devotional service unto the Lord. And then what is happening? Outkanthya bashpakalaya, you are very eager, curious, and the different symptoms are visible in your personality, that the tears gliding down your cheeks and tremble in the body. When the soul is in contact with the Supreme Soul, soul begins trembling in association, in the presence of the Lord. He becomes excited, and then all the symptoms, when the soul is experiencing different emotions and feelings and ecstasy, that manifests in the body. And it has been described as of 8 different kinds. So after going through all this, then Kapil Dev comes to this statement, saying, so apya etaya etaya, by all doing all this, this is so sweet, so wonderful, manasaha, mind becomes nivritya, cessation from happiness, distress, contamination is finished, situated in a glorious position, free from happiness, distress, realizing his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at the same time he becomes free from the ignorance of thinking himself as the doer. And this was because of the unchaste mind. He was thinking that way. So simultaneously he's free from ignorance, and immediately there's a darkness in the room, and then you go with the light. As soon as you, immediately, how long does it take between ignorance and darkness and light? How much difference is there? As soon as ignorance is removed, immediately this light is there. Darkness is removed, the light is there. So, jnana deepena bhashvata. Same thing in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the Lord is very, very kind to his parts and parcels. And jnana deepena, Lord lights the lamp in the heart, so that ignorance caused by it, anukampa, tesham eva anukampartham, aham ajnanajam tamaha, nashayami atma bhavasto, jnana deepena bhashvata. Verses. Because I care, I look after, after my parts and parcels, my devotees. So what do I do? And they are covered by the ignorance caused by tamagun, or darkness caused by tama. And then I light a lamp, jnana deepena. I light a lamp in their hearts. And then everything is clear. So that provision has been made by giving us this Gita, Bhagavad, this whole process of Krishna consciousness. So it's also time for distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Right? Marathon started or starting? I saw one bus departing yesterday evening. And time for distribution of books, in hundreds and thousands of books. Bombay is one of the leading temple, not one of the leading, or the temple, the leader in book distribution. So I don't have to give any talk. I think you're already have been converted and convinced, and you are on the job. We have come here to just get some inspiration of how you do it, your spirit of book distribution. And today lots of leaders are coming also here for meeting, and the book distribution is always a topic of discussion. I was just hearing from Gopal Krishna Gosai Maharaj, he said GBC has resolved, or executive committee of GBC, they are proposing that every GBC meeting should begin with the book distribution as a topic, like a standing topic. Every GBC meeting, the book distribution. So I'm sure we'll also talk here today about book distribution. But while others are talking, you are acting, working, time for talk less, work more. So time to work, time to distribute books. So distribute books is a message, and this is the time. The day Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita just around the corner. So okay, thank you for your attention.